What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the ball, GAA.
I definitely feel that something needs to be done with GAA. There's no, like, nobody can deny that. What needs to be done is the one, you know, like, there's a lot of rules coming in there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, could the Rugby World Cup become the latest big ticket event to head to the Middle East? Sia Khaleesi has a change in position for the Sharks URC days with Munster, and we check in with the Ulster camp ahead of Saturday's trip to Cardiff. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up to date, the Rugby World Cup could become just the latest major sporting event to be staged in the Middle East. 2027's edition is set to be hosted by Australia, while the tent will shift to the United States 4 years after that. But rather than a return to Europe, Rugby Asia president Qais Al Dalai has designs on replicating Qatar's hosting of the Football World Cup now 2 years ago. The tiny Gulf state, along with Saudi Arabia, the UAE and perhaps the more traditional venue of Japan have been earmarked by Al Dalai as potential venues for Rugby Union's showpiece. Ireland fans in particular will have not so fond memories of Japan after the disastrous last hurrah of Joe Schmidt in 2019. Al Dalai believes there is growing interest in the Oval Bowl game in the Middle East, and with the proper investment, its leagues can begin to attract top players, perhaps in the same way that Japan and France have done in recent years. As reported by the Mail, whoever succeeds Bill Beaumont as World Rugby Chair could have a huge bearing on the destination of the 2035 World Cup. They point to the fact that one candidate, the Moroccan-born former France number 8 Abdel Benazi, has translated his manifesto into Arabic. Al Dalai is hunting a place on World Rugby's executive board and believes its voting system is now outdated and could be changed to help awake what he describes as sleeping giants in the Middle East. Al Dalai is lobbying for a one country, one vote system, whereas the current model means 36 Asian nations are awarded just 2 voting spots on the World Rugby Council. As with all things where the Middle East and sport is concerned, money is likely to decide all. Now to Connacht, who have appointed their Pro 12 winning prop Ronan Lochney as their new player development manager. The 40-year-old replaces Deirdre Lyons, who has operated in the role with Connacht for the past 11 years. She's departing to take up a position as part of Rugby Players Ireland's support services for retired players. Lochney will plug into the IRFU's player development programme, helping Connacht players foster the personal growth and development while they're still playing and ultimately prepare them for life after rugby. Echoing this week's launch of their 10-year vision and strategy document, Lochney says he wants to help Connacht teams in fostering a strong environment of support and community. On the pitch this week for Connacht, it's Saturday's visit of the Dragons to the Dexcom, with this being their final game before the autumn international window. Head coach Pete Wilkins was asked this week if he plans on rotating his squad.
Yeah, look, I think there'd certainly be a temptation to. You reach the sixth game block, there's a lot of guys who are desperate for an opportunity, who maybe have been training well and might well have expected to have a go. On the other side of the coin, I think one of our strengths through this block of games, in terms of even if it's not a win, but our ability to most of the time accumulate points, has been the consistency that we've developed within that 23. So, look, I'm really looking out for freshness in terms of who has got the legs and also the mind for what will be a really, really tough game against the Dragons here. So if there's guys that have been doing a good job for us that are demonstrating that freshness in this early part of the week, then that reassures me they'll be good to go around again. Naturally, there's a bit of change with bumps and bruises and things like that. But, you know, as I said, I think consistency has helped us so far.
Munster fans may have taken a collective gulp when they saw the Sharks team named today to face them in Durban on Saturday. It's a starting 15 stacked with World Cup winning Springboks, but there's perhaps a surprising positional switch for the man who lifted the Webb Ellis Trophy last year. Having started in his more familiar number 6 jersey last week in the win over Glasgow, Sia Khaleesi this week switches to number 8 with Fepsi Buthelezi dropping to the bench. James Ventnor is promoted from the bench to start at blindside flanker, and there's a change at scrum half too with Grant Williams replacing Jaden Hendrickse. So that starting 15 for the Sharks will have Afalele Fassi at full back. Edwin Cater and Makosile Mapimpi are on the wings. It's a centre partnership then of Lacanio Am and Andre Esterhuizen. Jordan Hendrickse continues at out half. Grant Williams this week at scrum half. It's an imposing front row of Oxen Shea, Bongi Mbonambi and Vincent Cook. The team's captained from lock by Evan Etzebeth. He's partnered in the second row by Emil Van Heerden. James Ventnor is at blindside flanker. Vincent Chiktuka is on the open, and Sia Khaleesi will start at number 8. Former Munster and Leinster man Jason Jenkins is among their replacements. Sharks full back Afalele Fassi says they quickly parked last week's win over Glasgow, which came despite a late rally from the Warriors.
You know, we knew that after the game, we knew that there was a lot of opportunities that we missed there on the attacking side. And I think in the defensive side, just slipping 2 tries in the last 5 minutes isn't a good thing. So, yeah, we came Monday, reviewed what game, and then we just locked in into Munster. You know, we know that Munster is a quality side with a lot of internationals. They want to play like a quick, controlled game, you know. So, yeah, we did our reviews and we also did plans on how we obviously want to stop and stop that, and how we want to implement our game and create opportunities for ourselves as well.
Staying in South Africa, Razzie Erasmus has been forced into a couple of changes to his squad ahead of their autumn series. Bulls hooker Johan Grobbelaar and his teammate prop Wilco Love have been added to that box squad. Their call-ups follow the withdrawal of their Bulls teammate Jan Hendrik Wessels from the squad. 30-year-old Love last played for his country during the 2021 Rugby Championship, and the Springboks are due to commence a training camp in Jersey on Sunday before tests against Scotland, England and Wales. Back to the provinces, and Ulster flanker Marcus Ray says he's loving life under head coach Richie Murphy. Ulster cross the Irish Sea to play Cardiff on Saturday evening, seeking a first away win of their URC season. While Ray isn't among the Ulster players summoned this week ahead of Ireland's November campaign, he feels the benefit of playing alongside those who have been.
You know, Nick's there, and Izzy's obviously, you know, came up through, you know, the last season, I suppose the end of last season, you know, and he's been brilliant. Like, so it's obviously fantastic to see them boys doing well and hopefully, you know, get recognition in the next few days. But yeah, it's not something that I would shy away from, you know, because, you know, inevitably it just makes you better, you know, whether it's a decision you have to make, whether, okay, these guys are Irish or whatever, you know, and, you know, I don't know if I can do it, but it's a decision, right, okay, like, these guys are very, very good and they're playing very, very well, so I have to bring my game up, and then it bleeds through the whole team, like, you know, and it's everyone's in the same sort of position, you know, backs, you know, we're loaded with backs, and everyone's bringing up their game.
Ray's first start of the season came in last week's win at home to the Ospreys following a 20-minute cameo the previous week against Connacht, and he's discussed being somewhat of a yo-yo member of their panel.
Yeah, like, it's tough, definitely, yeah. No, there's questions to ask, you sort of, you know, inevitably sometimes doubt comes in, you know, and just sort of remaining focused and right, okay, if I can, you know, Richie's very good at, like, saying, look, we need you to, you know, well, if you get better at these things, X, Y, Z, then, you know, we'll have a look at you. So, like, it's very good to have, like, a sort of, if you go to him and he tell you why you're not playing, and then you can start to build a plan off the back of it, you know, and he's been very good for that, and he's, you know, he's honest, but he can also have a bit of crack with you as well. But when those honest conversations come around, he's very good at sort of dealing with them and sending us in the right direction.
Just to follow on that, Marcus, is that sort of clarity from a head coach important for a player, especially when you maybe aren't getting as much games?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Like, you know, at least you have a heading, you know, at least you know where you're going, you know, what to work on, whether it be 2 or 3 times a week, you know, and you can try and implement it in club, show that you can do it in club, 100%. Otherwise, it's just, you know, you're, I have a term that's in my head, but I really want to use it.
Finally, New Zealand have seemingly won the battle to secure the services of what's been called France's most sought-after prospect. French-born flanker Patrick Tuifua started a pair of matches for France in this year's Under-26 Nations, scoring a try indeed against Ireland in Aix-en-Provence in February. But according to Midi Olympique, Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle, Toulon, Montpellier and Toulouse were all queuing up to sign Tuifua with immediate effect. He's currently contracted, though, to Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Tuifua was also on the brink of a place in the France squad to tour South America this past summer, but a knee injury scuppered his chances. But now Wellington outfit the Hurricanes are overwhelming favourites to secure Tuifua's signature, plotting a course for future All Blacks recognition. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.